I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1321, To Heck with Hurry. As you read the Gospels, looking at Jesus' life, you'd be hard-pressed to find a time when Jesus was in a hurry, in a rush. Others around him seem to be frequently scurrying about, but not the Savior. He walks at the pace of grace. He is interruptible, approachable, and he seems to have all the time in the world for each and every person in front of him at any given moment. We have a lot to learn in our fast-paced, get-her-done world. But what if we said, to heck with hurry? As you know, T2G is about the greatest commandments, to love God and to love others in our fast-paced, everyday life. We want Jesus to live a life of love through us, and if Jesus wasn't in a hurry, maybe we shouldn't be either. The authors of the book Holy Noticing tell this story. In 1973, 40 seminary students volunteered for a study at Princeton University. The instructors, who were the researchers in this experiment, explained to each student that their assignment was about religious education and vocation. Each participant would first complete a questionnaire and then walk to another building for further instructions. Once there, each participant received their assignment. Some were asked to prepare a talk on seminary jobs, while others were asked to prepare a talk on the parable of the Good Samaritan. Each participant was then instructed to go to another building to give their talk. Some were told to hurry to avoid being late. Unbeknownst to the participants, however, the researchers had placed an actor, who was part of the experiment, in the courtyard that each student had to pass through on their way to the other building. He was slumped over and moaning in pain, obviously needing help. What factor made the biggest difference in whether or not a student stopped to help? The results surprised the researchers. The subject of their talk did not influence whether or not the student stopped to help the person in need. Even those who prepared the talk on the Good Samaritan were no more likely to stop and help than the ones who prepared a talk on seminary jobs. What was the common factor? The common factor was hurry. Those who were in less of a rush stopped more often than those who were told to hurry. Hurry influenced the frequency with which the students noticed the person in need. Hurry had marginalized their values in the moment. Hear that again. Hurry had marginalized their values in the moment. In his book, The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry, John Mark Comer wrote, "There is a healthy kind of busyness where your life is full of things that matter, not wasting on empty leisure or trivial pursuits." By that definition, Jesus himself was busy. The problem isn't when you have a lot to do. It's when you have too much to do, and the only way to keep up the quota is to hurry. Hurry and love are incompatible. Hurry is a form of violence on the soul. Here's the great question. When was the last time hurry was a barrier to your ability to love someone? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I recognize that in the busyness of my life, I often allow hurry to get in the way of loving people as deeply and fully as I should. I ask for your help in overcoming that obstacle. Help me to prioritize love above all else. Give me wisdom to slow down and be present in the moments I share with others. Help me to see the beauty in every person I encounter, to see their unique gifts, to have time for them. Lord, let me not be so succumbed by my own agenda and concerns that I neglect the needs and feelings of those I love and those you love. Help me to put others first and show them the kind of love and kindness that you've shown to me. God, I pray for the strength to make loving people my top priority, and I trust in your grace to help me overcome the temptations of hurry. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1322. In the meantime, did you catch it? Busy is not the problem. Hurry is. We all have lots to do, and that's okay. We need to remember, the priority is people, not project. Care, not checkoffs. And love, not lists. Today, let's say, to heck with hurry.